Can you please take your name and address?
I'm by the way, I live at 65, 1765. And my comment is this, my view of Kenosha County, I've been here for 40 years now, lived in pretty much the inner city here the whole time, is Kenosha County run. The government here has been progressive. The economy has done well for the last 14 years. And so, to me, a lot of what you have to kind of look at is, if we're looking at changing things, I think we have to look really hard at what's working well before we change. I think that is a really important thing to consider. The other thing is there's a racial inequity commission starting now. I think that's very important. I think race is going to be a dominant factor in this community until we address it more. There's no reason that African Americans are locked up at 5 times the rate of white people here. There's no reason that they have half the family income. And until we address those issues, we're going to have racial tension. And as near as I can tell, I'm a person who grew up in the Deep South, race is an artificial construct, and there is no difference between black people and white people, and we all should be doing about the same. So I think that's a real challenge for you to look toward to do something about over the next few years. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other citizens to speak? Any other citizens to speak? Any other citizens to speak? Citizens coming. Okay, just for the record, the roll call, but it shows that everybody on the committee is present. Right now, are there any comments? Is there any supervisor's comments? Anyone? Any communication, Joe? Okay, discussion of goals and plans for term. Okay. One of the reasons that I want to have this short meeting tonight is pretty much trying to kind of come up with something for the future. One of the things in the past, the executive committee really did not meet on a regular basis, which I would like to do that as a regular meeting on a monthly basis. I know the week later we have a discussion or maybe future schedule, but I suppose we can talk about it now. One of the days that it looks like it's open and maybe convenient, see what you guys think, will be like the fourth Thursday of every month, 6 o'clock. Everybody be okay with that? Anybody have any ideas now or anything that wants to add on that? And I believe Supervisor Rose.
All right. Thank you, Chair and members of the board. Let me just throw out some ideas here of what some of the goals I think we ought to be taking a look at considering for the coming year. Number one, I think we you should. Economic development is very important. It's been important in this community since the closing of American Motors and the closing of many of those traditional companies, American Brass, the companies that came to this county at the beginning of the 1900s. And pretty much all of them are gone, perhaps with the exception of Snap-on Tools. Now we're a newer community. And this effort toward continued economic development has got to be a high priority for the support of this board. In connection with that, I know every time we have presented our bond issue to the rating agencies, the issue of the higher capital income, per capita income for people who live in Kenosha County. Ours is not where it should be. Mr. Wright mentioned the one of the goals of the Equality Committee here, and we've got to get more people at higher incomes, and that's tied in with economic development. We're not where we should be. I think we're more in the area of either in the middle or slightly below the middle, and that has got to be a high priority. I think it is a high priority for CAVA and this high-income, high-impact fund, but we've got to take a look at that as well. Next idea I would throw out here for consideration is we've got to continue the idea here that our taxes have to be in line so that people come to this community because we are concerned about reducing real estate taxes here. And with that, we've got to consider bonding, reducing our bonding here. It's been at a pretty high level. It's going to have a big impact as to what our tax increases will be in the future. And we certainly don't want to get to the point where we're funding more bonding than we are current operations. Another issue here for consideration, what are the powers of the health department? This is the time to study that issue. There was concern during the pandemic. There was discussion. I'm not going to go through that whole litany of ideas here, but there was certainly good discussion on what are the powers of the health department. I think some of us were rather surprised at what those powers of the health department currently are. This is the time to take a look at it. I understand there's still plenty of COVID around, but we're at a different level now that we ought to take a look at what are those health department powers and see where they need to be restricted, if that's what the decision of the board is. Next idea is, what about vacancies in the Sheriff's Department? I see the city is concerned about hiring more police officers, and my concern is it's not that, but let's fill the positions that we do have in the Sheriff's Department, correction guards. People are leaving. Why are they leaving? Are the starting salaries too low, or is it too, what are the issues, why aren't people staying and making a career of it, and that's one of the issues I think we need to once again take a look at. Traditionally, deputy sheriff's positions were highly coveted in the sense that when the applications were open and the testing occurred, many, many people were there. We had long waiting lists. That's not true anymore. Granted, the issue of being a police officer, deputy sheriff today is much more difficult, and there's a lot of criticism. I think we need to look at that issue now. So those are some of the things that I think ought to be looked at, and we ought to talk about some of those things. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Very good ideas. Supervisor Carroll.
And Chairman Lugo, to speak to Supervisor Rose's comments about economic development, I had a chance to sit down with Mr. Bueller, the Planning Zoning Department, and he brought something to light that I hadn't known about. But he said that, you know, our housing, despite the economy doing well in the general region in the area, he said housing starts and available vacant lots are actually down in Kenosha County and much lower in Kenosha County than in other counties around the state. So he said they're trying to get their arms around that to understand why that is. But that just goes to the, you know, the first point that Supervisor Rose made as well. And so I'll continue to talk to Mr. Bueller and see what he comes up with.
Thank you.
Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the areas that I brought up the Council of Governments meetings last one was the disconnect that we have from the un- and underemployed to the seemingly massive amount of available jobs out there in the county. I know at Lakeview Corporate Park, you knock on a door, they've got nobody. Maybe you don't have the skill, maybe you don't have what they're looking for, but maybe you do. But why is it that we have a very high amount of unemployed and underemployed people who may have barriers that we need to find out what these barriers are and maybe work with whomever we need to work with. It could be private, could be public. And those could be things like responsible child care, could be things like transportation. Maybe there's some mental health or drug use, or maybe it's some skills or lack of education. These are all the things that we should maybe look and try to find out to help with this increasing the employment, the income rates, because certainly the jobs are out there. And we need to know, why is there a disconnect? And what can we do? Is there anything the county can do about it, or promote whomever can do something about it? So I'd like to see if there be some way of moving that forward to come. Thank you.
Anybody else who wants to comment? I think all the... I'm sorry. Supervisor.
It's all a handful of us here are all very new to this, and we all ran for some priority issues. I think some of the things that our community still wanting to hear on some level is what exactly happened during the riots and why did it continue to happen for so many days. I think there's an explanation that's owed. I think time should not go by and we just forget about it. I think there needs to be some type of conclusion to what happened that everyone, if they're interested, they can know how it was handled, why decisions were made. I think that's one big issue. There's still a number of businesses that will never come back. There's businesses that have tried to open in other locations. You know, it's a blighted area right now for sure. And speaking with a few other people that are somewhat tied to that, it's going to be years before anything is done. And maybe it will never be done. I mean, you look at Pick and Save, it was built, I don't know how many years ago, and they were going to have the opposing commercial and residential areas on both sides, and you know, they had to tear one of the buildings down when they were partially built. On a personal note, I would be very hard to invest any money in that area. I know Jockey's investing money, they're going to bring back Andrews on some level, and other people are, but just as an investor, and I would be having a very difficult time doing that. For some of the reasons that the gentleman brought up over there. It's just an area that needs to be lifted up and somehow. The other thing, and I think it's a real concern, Terry brought it up with another gentleman back there, is it's very expensive to live in this county, especially if you're lower middle class. And I know this from owning rental properties in this town for the last 25 years, is that about a third, I keep my rents lower than market rate. About a third of the rent just goes for me to pay property taxes. And those people that are running for me, some of them have what I would consider, you know, they're making $45,000 to $60,000 a year. They cannot afford to save enough money and pay their rent and pay the ever increasing cost of just living to save money to ever buy a house. Most of them aren't going to have enough money to put down on a house. They do not have to pay PMI insurance, nor do they have to pay all these other added fees. And if you look in the real estate, and I will look at this stuff probably too often, there's tiny houses you can buy that don't need a lot of work that are under $150,000 in this county. It's just not possible. First of all, even if they had the money to afford it, they wouldn't have the money to do the repairs needed for that type of property. So, yeah, Aaron, I think you talked about the zoning. We need to find a way to make some zoning that's attractive for a developer to make two-bedroom houses in 900 square feet that are affordable somehow or another. Or we're never going to attract enough employees to fill all these jobs that are in this county. It's just not possible. They're going to come from Racine or Waukegan or Milwaukee. And the reason they can't keep these people is, one, is they probably have transportation issues. If they have a car that breaks down, how do they get to work? And most of them aren't driving new cars. You know, and so we have to, I think, you know, address the rise, address what it costs for people to live in this county. And if we can afford it to grow and still maintain people that are going to work in this area, I think it was at 11%. That was the job growth rate. I mean, that's unsustainable to think of a county of 170,000 people can maintain that kind of growth when there's thousands of jobs that are coming to this area. Just not realistic to think they're all going to come from Kenosha County. I guess those would be my two biggest things. I think there's some other little minor things we need to take care of to make our website more residential, citizen, taxpayer friendly in some regards. One, I think, would be easier for us to communicate with the people in our district. If there was a way to show them to use it more easily. I know in my district, it's probably, you know, a lot of retired folks. It's a well-established, older community. I mean, there's a lot of other things I don't want to echo what other people have said, but those two would be on my top. I mean, we have a challenge of facing a recession that's knocking on our door, higher inflation, a road that was budgeted for $230,000, it's going to be $470,000. You know, so we have a lot of challenges to face in order to make this county sustainable, maintainable, and affordable. So, and that falls into a lot of different pockets. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from anyone? Supervisor Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, I'm here to take a look, I'll say in a broad sense, emergency preparedness and where we are as a county in that, whether it's the riots of 2020, the tornado we had some years ago on the west end of the county, the flooding we had on the west end of the county. It seems that not just Kenosha County, and you know, some of the other smaller municipalities are part of that, but Kenosha County, that's what we're here to do. That's, you know, we represent our individual districts at the county level. It seems when there is an emergency that happens in recent years here in Kenosha County, regardless of it's natural or it's a civil disturbance, as some might call it, the riots, it seems that we kind of get caught with our pants down sometimes. And we don't know who's in charge, who has what authority, what timelines look like. And I know that was a point of heated discussion and discourse, the previous county board, when it came to the riots. The tornado and the flooding was prior to my time on the county board. But I think it's important, and as Supervisor Rose said, when it comes to public health, we have public health emergencies. What are the powers of the county and our individual department heads and elected officials alike? And what duties do they have and what responsibilities do they have? I think we all, not just those of us who are here tonight, but all 23 of us on the board and elected officials alike who, you know, our legislators throughout the county, whether it's our county clerk, our treasurer, what have you, they care about the well-being of the citizens of Kenosha County. And so it's because of that, I think all of us need to know, especially this county board, what are our duties, what powers do we have given to us from the state at the state level, and how do we make sure that the next time there is a riot, hopefully there never is a next time, but if that happens again, or if we have a national, when, I'll say we have a natural disaster that hits this county, in future, what are we going to do? How prepared are we going to be? And then another thing I want to highlight, and I know we're going to start thinking of the parts little by little, starting tomorrow at the next Regional Law Committee, is our Sheriff's Department. I think especially so, we have a retention problem, not just throughout the county, but within our Sheriff's Department. We're losing very talented men and women. who love this county, who appreciate this county, many of which were brought up in this county, and they're leading to neighboring agencies or maybe even outside the state to do their police work elsewhere. I think if you were to pull the three deputies we have behind us, I'm sure they all live in Kenosha County or within 15 miles of the United States, but I'm sure they love Kenosha County. This is their home. And I want to make sure that those deputies know that they're appreciated, along with the rest of our employees. A few of us, Supervisor and Chairman Nuno and Vice Chair Duggar, we went out and saw the public works staff. I think they really appreciated that. I think the three of us heard from some of those staff members that they appreciated hearing from us. We need to make sure that those of our employees who work the hardest, and working hard is, you know, subjective, I guess you'll say. But I think all of our employees, most of our employees, work very, very hard. And we need to make sure that they know that they're appreciated. I think at the last county board, we threw money at that problem with the ARPA funds and giving them one-time bonuses. That doesn't do anything for retention, because we still saw employees leave after they got that bonus. We need to make sure that this is a place that they can raise a family on the income that they make here, but at the same time, making sure we hire and employ only the most talented people that Southeast Wisconsin and Northern Illinois has to offer, because this is a growing community, and I think it's a community that we are all stewards of. And so that, I think that should be our number one goal, is emergency preparedness and making this county as livable and as enjoyable and as welcoming as we can. And that includes working with our county counterparts, especially the city of Kenosha. I say that, I might be a little biased because I live in the city of Kenosha. But I think, first and foremost, I mean, they're the biggest municipality outside ourselves. We need to work with them hand in hand in addressing some of the issues, especially those of public safety, road construction, things like that, to make this a desirable place to live. And especially if we have our county, our seat of government, for downtown Kenosha, we need to make that accessible. Even U.S. senators, who I joke with often about me not liking to go past 31. But I don't want to keep reiterating myself. So those will be my goals, and I look forward to working with those of you who are here tonight and the rest of our county board in the coming term. Thank you.
Anybody else? Well, all the people were great comments. There's a lot of work in front of us to do. I'm sure we'll never be able to do it all at one time, but we should start as soon as possible and kind of tackle one or two items at a time, and also we can come up with some solutions. Next thing is, I know we already talked about it at the next meeting, which I got a problem with this time. At the end of this month, I'm going to be out of town that day. So, when I have one, what would you guys do? Would you guys want to do it on a different day or just for this month? Or? I mean, sometimes I'm available for that one.
Yeah.
Well, any suggestion? I mean, I really don't want to miss the first meeting, you know.
So, when is it
for you? I'm going to be going, that week I'm going to, I'll come back Thursday night.
Can we meet the third Thursday this month?
Because
Thomas isn't appointed to the commission yet. Correct?
Yes.
That.
No.
So you actually don't have to go this month.
You're
on your right. I can't put out my mind.
Yeah.
Well,
let's see.
No,
it's
20
bucks
here.
No.
I mean, apparently about 11 o'clock.
Here. Just
How about the third Thursday this month, since Supervisor Thomas is not appointed to that commission yet, and we planned on the third Thursday already? Does that work for everyone? No? Third Thursday is your bad? It depends how long your supervisor report is, Mr. Norton.
I don't know
if
supervisor
probably started before Thursday. Well, we'll probably start like a 5:30, whatever.
Yeah, we'll start earlier.
Yeah. And I'll make it. Right.
I had to be honest. Before 6 o'clock.
I won't be accounted.
Supervisor,
Dennis sitting or Supervisor Gaskin sits. I feel like it's hard to see back from the perspective up there. My idea would be, we met tonight this month. I think if we can't make at the end of the month of May and we meet in June, that would allow for all the committees will have met by that point. A couple county board meetings are about by that point. But I think that might be appropriate as well, since we have some conflicting scheduling issues here. We'll get that figured out in the meantime. I'm okay with meeting at the end of the month. I have no problem doing that, but I would like to throw that out there, that allows the committees to kind of get their work underway. And that way we can come back in June again and say, this is what we did at our first committee meeting, maybe some of us will have our second one by then, and what we're planning for leading into the summer.
Be okay for everybody here?
I'm in June 23rd.
Well, seems like we have a consensus.
Well, you don't have to care, come up with a solution.
Sometimes it happens, you know.
Not close. Okay, anything else?
Eric, the 23rd may not work for me, but I don't know yet.
Okay.
Throwing it out there, so. We either go and see if it can work.
But normally the fourth Thursday would work?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the date and time?
I'm sorry?
What's the date and time?
The 23rd, we go at 6:00. I mean, it's up to you guys, since we're gonna set up the time much more with the.
June 23rd.
June 23rd.
Yeah. 6:00, okay with everybody, or you want to do it earlier?
Well, does Supervisor Grabowski, she sets on about 6:00? Is that every Thursday?
No.
Just for what, right?
First for me. No kids at home.
6:00? Okay. That was a motion for adjournment. Supervisor Rodriguez, second by Supervisor Decker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. We're adjourned.
Right on.